So we would like to see the end of the Mishnah Brura in Kuf Pei Ches. This is very Negea Halacha Lamaisa, even though, as we mentioned yesterday, it's not strictly speaking based on our Sugya, but if we saw that Siman and Shulchan Aruch, I think we should see it to the end. Nachum, you're on mute. Sorry, what did you say?
Yeah, there's just workers in the house and drilling and stuff, so.
Ah, okay, sorry, I thought you said something. Okay, so you remember, we saw in Shulchan Aruch, in the very last sif of Kuf Pei Ches, it says if you're eating on Shabbos, for example, and all of a sudden you find yourself now on Motzah Shabbos, so the halach is you still say Ritzeh. Why? Because it's the beginning of the Suda that is Koveya. Even though at the time you're benching, it's actually not Shabbos anymore, it's finished Shabbos. But because you began your Suda on Shabbos, we look at when you began and not at the time that you benched. If you remember, we said that the exception would be if you've davened Maariv in the interim. If you've davened Maariv, then it would be, as it were, a tarata de sastra, a type of stira. If you've davened Maariv, then you've clearly noted that it's Motzah Shabbos. If it's Motzah Shabbos, then you can hardly say Ritzeh. There was a discussion, what happens if you say Baruch HaMavdil? But either way, if I've not davened Maariv and I've not said Baruch HaMavdil, it comes the night, even though it's no longer Shabbos, you do say Ritzeh. And the Shulchan Aruch said in conclusion that the same would apply with regard to Rosh Chodesh, Purim, Chanukah. This is very negeya. You have your Purim Suda, and you finished after Nacht, you still say Allah Nisim, even though at the time that you are benching, it's no longer Purim. Or if you have a Suda on the last day of Chanukah, by the time you are benching, it's now after Nacht, it's no longer Chanukah, you still say Allah Nisim. Same too with Rosh Chodesh and Ya'alav Yovei, etc., etc. That's what we saw so far. Now, it must be pointed out that even though the Shulchan Aruch was talking about one particular case where you began on Shabbos and you're now benching on Motzah Shabbos, but before we even see the Mishnah Brura, I think it's obvious that what would be in the other way around? What would be the other way around? For example, what would be if you ate your Suda on Erev Rosh Chodesh? We've spoken now about when you started on a particular day, by the time you come to bench, it's no longer Shabbos, or it's no longer Rosh Chodesh, or Purim, or Chanukah. What would be in the reverse scenario? I actually began my Suda on Erev Rosh Chodesh afternoon, or Erev Chanukah afternoon. And before I know it, it's come Nach, and I want a bench. So if the same rules would apply, and they would, you look at the beginning of the Suda. When was the beginning of the Suda? The beginning of the Suda was when it was not yet Rosh Chodesh, or it was not yet Chanukah. See, even though it now happens to be Chanukah because it's Nacht, but you would not say Al Anisim. Or if it was in the case of a Suda that was begun an Erev Rosh Chodesh, and now it's become Nacht, you would not say Ya'alav V'yavay. So the rule would be consistent for the moment that you look at the time that you ate, not at the time that you're benching. So it's a good quiz question. How can it be that somebody is benching on Chanukah and he's not mukhayev to say Ya'alav V'yavay? An opposite mukhayev to say, excuse me, Allah Nisim. And the answer would be, because he actually ate the Suda on Erev Chanukah. So yes, by the time he's benching, it is Chanukah, but he would not say Al Anisim because you look at the beginning of the Suda. However, I think it's a double poshut that only applies when you ate, for example, on Erev Chanukah and you did not eat anything after Nacht.
Nacht or Shkia?
Yeah, Shkia, let's say. So then it will be a straightforward question. Do you look at the time that he ate or do you look at the time that he benched? And we have said in the Shulchan Aruch, you look at the time that you ate. But if you began eating a Suda on Erev Chanukah, on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and it took you into the night and you carried on eating after nightfall, obviously, of course you would say Al HaNisim. Of course you would say Ya'al HaViyavoy. In the case of Shabbos, in theory, if you began a Suda on Friday afternoon and you kept on eating and it was now Nacht, and after Nacht you carry on eating, of course you would say Ritzeh. Why? Because at the end of the day, you ate on Shabbos. Why would I not mukhib to say Ritzeh? We've only been talking about when the eating was on one day and the benching was on a different day. So we have a clash. Do you look at the time that he ate, or do you look at the time that he benched? But if the Suda spanned 2 days, you began before Nacht and you carried on after Nacht, well, obviously, if it's now Rosh Chodesh or now Chanukah, of course, you'd say Ya'al HaViyavoy or Al HaNisim. That's obvious. So which case is not so obvious? What's not so obvious, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah will now discuss, what would be if, for example, Motzah Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh? Rav Eliyahu, you referred to this case yesterday.
Yes, Rav Malinowitz discussed this at length.
Right. So this is this Mishnah Berurah. It's all based on this Mishnah Berurah. Motzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. Motzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. So now, let's take this very slowly. You're eating your Shalosh Shudas, and you have finished eating, for argument's sake, by Shkia. If you carry on eating after Shkia, that complicates matters. That we'll get to in a moment. But let's take the simple case for the moment. So let's take a very, very real example. Shkia is, for argument's sake, 5 o'clock. Nacht would be, let's say, for argument's sake, 5:30. Okay. You sat down to have Shalosh Shudas at 4 o'clock, and by 5 o'clock, you have finished your Shalosh Shudas. Nothing was eaten after Shkia. You then sat around talking and schmoozing, and before you know it, guess what? It's 6 o'clock in the evening. It's Motzah Shabbos, but it's not just Motzah Shabbos. It's Rosh Chodesh. So based on the rules that we said so far, what should be the halacha? What would you say?
Ritzeh.
Because even though it's true you're benching on Motzah Shabbos, and Motzah Shabbos does not require Ritzeh. Not only that, Motzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, and it should require Ya'al HaViyavoy. But we've already established that we don't look at when you are benching, rather, we look at when you ate. So that's the simple case. Here comes the complicated case. What happens if you began eating at 4 o'clock and you kept on going till after the Shkia, after 5 o'clock, and you ate and ate all the way till 6 o'clock, and now you're going to bench? So now you're in trouble. Why are you in trouble? Because you have eaten part of your meal on Shabbos, which would require Ritzeh. You've eaten the other half of your meal on Rosh Chodesh, which would require Ya'al HaViyavoy. So which one should I do?
You can't do both, obviously.
If I do both, L'chayre, that's a bit of a stira, because Shabbos was never on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh was never on Shabbos. So we could put in an argument to say that you definitely can't say both Ya'al HaViyavoy and Ritzeh, because that would suggest that Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos, and in fact, it was not. So do we say, okay, normal rules apply. You go according to when you began eating. Yes, but that we established is only when you ate on one day and you benched on another. In our case, you ate over the course of 2 days. And we already mentioned before, if you begin your Suda on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and in this particular case, Shabbos was Erev Rosh Chodesh, but you carried on eating after Shkia or after Nacht, then you would say Ya'al HaViyavoy. Ah, you began eating on Erev Rosh Chodesh, who cares? but you also ate part of your meal, the end part, on Rosh Chodesh. So l'chayra, there's a very big argument to say that I should have to say Yal V'Yavoy because it's currently Rosh Chodesh. Or perhaps, no, I've got to say Ritzei because the meal began on Shabbos. Or maybe both, because maybe that's a contradiction. Or maybe nothing. What do I do? So now, with that introduction, have a look now at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Lamed Gimel. This is the last, second last Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Gimel.
The case is he continued eating past Shkia. Does it matter what he eats? Does he have to continue eating bread or can he?
Very good question. Very good question. Pashtus, the case that the Mishnah Berurah is talking about is that you ate bread after the Shkia.
Melinda was used to send out an email in big red letters saying, don't do this.
Who would send that email?
Rav Malinowitz.
Right.
He would say, don't do this.
If you eat bread, you get yourself in a rather sticky situation. So let's have a look. There's going to be at least two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll have to work out. We have to come to a psak halacha lemaisa. So have a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan, Lamed Gimel. As I mentioned, this is not really based on our Gemara, but we're going to finish the siman anyway. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel. By the way, Rabbi Yehuda David, the internet connection last night for the Vad was clear?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so we last week we changed our internet here in the house, so I hope things will be okay from now on.
But what happened this morning?
No, this morning much my computer crashed, that's all.
Oh, okay.
But besides, everything is fine. You can't have everything in the world, either internet or the computer. When they work on the same day, then you drink a l'chaim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. Bosar haschalas asuda, we go in accordance with the beginning of the meal. Ulafichach. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Af imchal Rosh Chodesh b'Motzei Shabbos. Even if Rosh Chodesh was chal on Motzei Shabbos, and you did not eat anything after Shkia Unach, so what would you do? Yes, I'm benching on Motzei Shabbos, and it's now Rosh Chodesh. But when did the meal begin? When was it eaten? It was eaten on Shabbos. Therefore, Yazkir beBirkas Hamazon shel Shabbos levad, veloy shel Rosh Chodesh. That is the simple case. Here comes the complicated case. V'davka shekashegomar suudosoy miboidyoim. But that only applies when I finished eating my suda whilst it was still day. So then it's a straightforward clash. Do you look at the time that I ate or the time that I benched? And we look at the time you ate. Avol im ochal, Ramesh Zelig, be medaik, the next word. Avol im ochal, pas. Gambalailo. He doesn't say you ate, drank a cup of coffee. Ochal, pas. If you ate bread into the night, and let's assume for the moment that means after Shkia, which might be well the night. Oh. So if you've eaten after nightfall, nightfall is what? Motzei Shabbos, which is Rosh Chodesh. So I'm now going to bench 7 o'clock in the evening. It's now Rosh Chodesh. I've also eaten bread on Rosh Chodesh. Why in a million years would I not have to say Yalav Yavoy? I've got everything going for Yalav Yavoy. I've eaten on Rosh Chodesh. I'm benching on Rosh Chodesh. I've got to say Yalav Yavoy. No question about that. Says the Mishnah Berurah, but it's a balagam. So I've got a chiyuv to mention Rosh Chodesh, in other words, Yalav Yavoy. But v'shneihem e'efshar, but you cannot say both. E'efshar lahazkir. It l'chayra would not make sense to say both Yalav Yavoy and also Ritzei. Why? Dehava tarta desasri. We've had this principle many times. It's a tarat and a sasra. It's two things that lechayra contradict each other. Why do they contradict each other? Dehech yoyma, how on earth are you going to say, Ritzei v'ach ritzeinu b'yoyim, ha-shabos hazeh, How can you say today is Shabbos, today is Rosh Chodesh? It's not true. Tahor Rosh Chodesh hu b'yom Aleph. So I'm a bit stuck, says the Mishnah Berurah. It l'chayra would not make sense to say both. So which one's going to win the day? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Im kein, this is opinion number one. Mutav lahazkir shel Rosh Chodesh. It would be better to make mention of Rosh Chodesh. Why? Dezeh yesh chiyuv l'kula alma. Because everybody agrees that you've got to say Rosh Chodesh. That nobody disputes. Masha'en kein b'hazkaras Shabbos yesh plukta ben arishonim im chayev lahazkir klal kashmavarech l'matzah Shabbos. You have to know, says the Mishnah Berurah, that to be perfectly honest, the halacha that appears in Shulchan Aruch, that you go in accordance with when you ate and not in accordance with when you benched, is actually a machloikas rishonim. So it's not so poshut after all. Yes, the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskin that you look at what? The time that you ate, but you need to know that's a machloikas. Some say that you don't look at the time you ate. What do you look at? The time that you benched. So therefore, in our case, everybody would say that you've got to say Rosh Chodesh. Whether you've got to say Shabbos is a debate. So let's go in favor of that which everybody agrees with, and that is to say Rosh Chodesh. Now, I'm missing out one or two lines. Go now to the second bottom line of the Mishnah Berurah, where he says, V'yesh Oimrim. It's towards the end of the second bottom line. It's just after the little Chavav in parenthesis. V'yesh Oimrim. Some disagree. Some say de'im chal yom tev oy rosh chodesh b'motzah Shabbos. You know what you do? You do say both. Yazkir etzei v'gam yale v'yovoy. You say both. The ozlinon, because we follow on the one hand bosar hascholas ha-suda. On the one hand, we look at the beginning of the suda, which was Shabbos. The gam, and we also look at Bosar Sha'o Shahu Mavarech Boy. We also look at the time that he's benching. So if the question is, do we look at the time that he ate or the time that he's benching? The answer is, according to this opinion, you look at both. It's a tarta de sastra. No. The loy kop dinon, and we are not particular, Bamed the nire kasoisrim ahadodi. The fact that it looks like a contradiction, according to this opinion, we're not concerned with. Why not? De Beretzei Nischayev, over to the top line, De Beretzei Nischayev Mishah Shehischel HaSuda B'yayim, because the Chiyav of Retzei kicked in when he began eating his Suda daytime on Shabbos. Afterwards, when the time elapsed, there has now become added to him a chiyav lizkor me'ena mu'rua shel shah shu mevarech boy. So I don't call that a stira, says this opinion. The chiyav of to say Shabbos kicked in at 5 in the afternoon, and the chiyav of Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov kicked in at 6 in the evening. Why is that a stira? So Rabbi Yisai, the Mishnah Berurah has brought for us two opinions, and rather strangely, has not paskened what you're supposed to do. That is why Rabbi Melunowitz, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha, says, don't do this. Precisely because the Mishnah Berurah has not paskened this Shaila, which is quite rare. He's just basically left us hanging. There's two opinions. So you have to know, when Motzah Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, and this happens once or twice a year, if you begin eating Elul Shabbos before Shkia and you carry on eating bread after the Shkia, if you carry on eating bread after the Shkia, you're getting yourself into trouble. Why are you getting yourself into trouble? Because, as the Mishnah Berurah said, you're definitely mechuyev to say Yaleh v'yavoy because it's now Rosh Chodesh. Whether or not you're mechuyev to say Ritzei is a whole big balagan. Opinion number one says don't say it because it's contradictory. Opinion number two says do say it, it's not contradictory. So what are you supposed to do? So therefore, lechat chila, many poskim write their Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa quotes the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, as far as I remember, who says, therefore, best is to avoid the Shaila. It does not mean, by the way, Ramesh Zelig, you asked this before, it does not mean you have to stop eating at Shkia. It just means don't eat
bread.
You want to and carry to your salads and your dips and your hot drink at the end of the meal. Cake is also a bit of a sophic about this. So the big question is, fine, I'll try and avoid it. But what happens if I didn't? Halacha l'maisa, what do I do? L'maisa, what do I do? So I know I've got to say Yaleh v'yavoy, that the Mishnah Berurah says is non-debatable. L'chair is poshut. I've eaten post-nacht, and I'm chayav to eat, no shayla about it. But Ritzei is a shayla. So I've got no question whether I have to say Rosh Chodesh. I've definitely got to say Rosh Chodesh. I've got to say Yaleh v'yavoy. So what do I do? So it's all very well to say lechatchila, avoid the shayla. But I didn't. I forgot. Or it's just impractical. I arrived home 5 minutes before the Shkia. I can't finish my bread by the time Shkia arrives. It's impossible.
So then don't eat bread at all. Have fruit.
Yeah, that's very bidyavit.
I know, but you're right, which is the worst bidyavit?
Which is the worst bidyavit? Okay, so it's a good argument. I once asked my Rebbe, Reb Nosson Kopshitz Shlita, what does one do halacha l'maisa? And as far as I remember, he told me the general psak is that you say both.
Wow.
Which is the second opinion of the Mishnah Berurah.
Sure.
So like I said, lechatchila, we try and avoid this shayla. That's definitely true. But in the event that you didn't, as far as I remember, I will double check this, as far as I remember, the psak, which is more accepted, is that you say both. Both Yaleh v'yavoy, that's obvious, and also Ritzei. Okay, with that, let's go back to the Gemara now. We veered a little bit off topic, but this is very Negei Halacha L'maaseh, so I think it's important that we saw it. Says the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes Omed Beis. This is now the last piece of Gemara before the Mishnah. And it is the seventh last narrow line. Ad kamo mezamnin. So this is a reference. We're going back to our Mishnah. It's actually Daf Mem Hei Omed Aleph. And the Mishnah says, what amount of food has to be eaten in order to require zimun? If you look, by the way, even before we see the Gemara, you look immediately at Tosfos. Tosfos is really the introduction to our Gemara. It's exactly in line with the Gemara there. Tosfos says, "Ad kamo mezamnin." Tosfos, "Hu hadin birkas hamoza in beloy zimun." This is not strictly speaking a zimun question. It's a birkas hamozon question. How much does one have to eat in order to be chayev birkas hamozin? When the Gemara says, how much do you eat to mechayev zimun? Really, the question is, how much do you have to eat in order to be chayev berkas hamazon? So why does the Gemara mention, why does the Mishnah mention zimun? It says, Taisves, elo, rabuso ashmeinon. This is coming to teach us a chidosh. Da afilu al kazayis mezamnin. Even if you ate a kazayis, as we're going to see in a moment, there's an opinion that says, yes, you are chayev to do zimun. So have a look at the Gemara now. Ad kamo mezamnin, which Tosfos has just pointed out, means not just zimun, but also birkas hamazon. How much does one need to eat in order to be chayev birkas hamazon? Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, ad kamo mezamnin. Now, if you look in the Mishnah in Mem Hei Omed Aleph, you'll remember that actually it was a machloikas tanoim. Rabbi Meir said the shear of a kazayis, and Rabbi Yehuda said the shear of a kibetza. They were talking about zimun. Tosfos said the same would be true for birkas hamazon. Says the Gemara, lemeimra, this would seem to suggest the Rabbi Meir choshiv lei kazayis. If Rav Meir requires birkas hamazon and zimun, even if only a kazayis was eaten, it would seem to be that Rav Meir is of the opinion that a kazayis is considered chashuv. V'Rav Yehuda kebeitzo. And if Rav Yehuda requires a beitzo to be eaten, it would seem to be that in his opinion, only a beitzo is considered chashuv. But a kazayis not so. That would seem to be their respective opinions. What's going on? V'ho ipcha shaminon lehu. But we have heard in their names the exact opposite. The Tana. Because the Mishnah says as follows. V'chein, and so too. What does that mean, so too? You can't begin a sentence, and so too. So as we'll see in a second, Rashi fills us in that actually this is the end of a Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah tells us a different case. So let's first read it as we see it in the Gemara, and then we'll see Rashi. V'chein mi sheyotzo mi'Yerushalayim. If somebody exited Yerushalayim, v'nizkar, and you all of a sudden remembered, shehoyo biyodoy besar koidesh. He remembers, Igvalt, what have I got in my hand, in my bag? I've got kodshim from a korban, and you're not allowed to take a korban outside of Yerushalayim. And he finds himself traveling outside of Yerushalayim, and he remembers, Igvalt, I've got kodshim in my bag. Says the Mishnah, Im ovar tsoifim. If he has passed Tsoifim, Rashi is going to tell us that Tsoifim is the place that you can still see the Beis HaMikdash from. If I've passed there, then just stop and soirfoi bimkoimoi and burn it there in its place. V'imlav, and if I have not passed that point yet, choizer, I will go back, v'soirfoi lefnei habiro, and I will burn it by the Beis HaMikdash, me'atzei hama'arocha. So either way, I cannot deny, you've definitely left Yerushalayim, and this kodshim definitely has to be burned. The question is, where should it be burned? So if I'm out of sight from the Beis HaMikdash, you just burn it there and there. And if I'm not, then I go back to the Beis HaMikdash, and I burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, before we see the continuation of the Mishnah, look at Rashi now. Rashi's on the third line at the top. Misha Yotzam Yerushalayim, says Rashi, this is in fact the sefer of the Mishnah. What's the ratio? La'el minei, above this line, prior to this line, it says the following. Mairi, we are talking about ha'hoylech lishchoit es pischoi. Somebody is on his way to shecht his korban pesach v'nizkar sheyesh loy chometz b'teich beisoi. He's on his way to Shechtas Korban Pesach, and he remembers he's got chametz at home. You are not allowed to shecht Korban Pesach if you have chametz at home. So what should he do? So the Mishnah there says, do you have time? Im yochoy lachzor, if you are able to go back v'leva'er, and to get rid of it, v'lachzor l'mitzvah, and to come back to his mitzvah, you got enough time. Then yachzer v'yevayer, then yes, you should go back home and get rid of the chomers v'imlav. But if I don't have time, yevatel b'liboy. Then even if I cannot physically get rid of the chomers, but I shall at least be mevatel it in my heart. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Then, and this is where our Gemara now joins the picture, v'chein mi sheyotzom Yerushalayim. That's what it means, and so too. So too, there's another case of where you are traveling and suddenly in the mid of the journey, you realize you're in a halachic situation. You remember that you've got in your possession, meaning in your hands, basar of kochim, the nifsal, which has become posol b'yitziyosoy chutz l'choymo. Once you leave the wall of Yerushalayim, that basar becomes posel and cannot be eaten anymore and has to be burned. So im ovar tzeifim, what does that mean? Mokim sheyochoy lirais beis hamigdosh. If you've passed the point that you not only have left Yerushalayim, but you cannot even see it, then you have to burn it there and then. If not, you go back b'fnei habira. What does b'fnei habira mean? Mokim b'harabais. So place there in the base of Migdosh, Sheyeshom Beis Hadeshen Godel, a big place for burning, Shesurfin Psulei Kochim Kalim. This is a place where they burn all Kochim Kalim, Kedominom Bezvachim, Perek Tful Yoim. Have a look there. As we know, by the way, there's always two types of korbanos, Kochi Kalim and Kochi Kochim. Kochi Kochim cannot be taken out of the base of Migdosh at all. Kochim Kalim can be taken out of the base of Migdosh, but it cannot be taken out of Yerushalayim. That's what we're talking about. So, Emet Hashem, we've sort of stopped in the middle, but Be'ez Hashem, we will carry on tomorrow to continue this discussion of Kazayas versus Beitza.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the internet was okay today?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. Well,